This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Something I don't. He created the heavens, he created the earth.
Tell me something that I don't know.
He became a human through a virgin birth, yeah.
Tell me something that I don't know.
He amazed the wise men in spite of his youth as he spoke with wisdom and knowledge of truth.
Beyond a doubt, we know.
Tell me something I don't know.
Tell me something that I don't know. Please tell me something I don't know. Tell me something that I don't know.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
So never swim with little or small ones. Your presence will either disturb the very existence ones, or they will swamp you in when you try to be gentle or docile. Anytime you make a little move, you will walk them for a mile. When your close associates, you are a big fish. Know who you are and never try to explain the real essence. Just move to a bigger arena like the whale of the great ocean. Then you can fully operate your world without any commotion. Once swamped and crowded by little minds and got restricted, I got to know and moved to my large world, and my life just started. Don't be offended. You are too large for their company. So move. From Deeper Reflections by Emmanuel Koi.
Hello, wonderful friends of the living God. It is now time for the daily devotional series, and with me here is our own pastor,
Solomon Appiah. Please are welcome.
Thank you, Sandra.
As you all know, we are on lesson number 2, and it is captioned, The Ministry Begins. Let's offer a word of prayer as we go through this wonderful lesson.
Our Father in heaven, blessed be your name for another wonderful morning. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your Son Jesus, who gave his life as an atonement for our sins. Thank you that you've brought us again to study under your feet. Thank you for our hosts, our hostess. Thank you for our audience, our listeners. We pray this morning as we delve deeper into your word, especially trying to recap all that we've done through this week. Grant us understanding. Holy Spirit, come, take control. Give us understanding and help us to be able to apply these precepts in our lives. At the end, let glory be given to your holy name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. For our main text, that is the memory text we're basing on to discuss this lesson, is Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. Come, follow me, as Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. Amen.
Amen.
And today, we are going to digest everything, make it one, so that we will also understand it in good faith. Let us stay focused and listen to what we have in store for you.
All scripture is inspired by God. That is why the gospel has been given to us. All of us need the gospel, the good news about Christ. All of us. And when we find it, we'll find life for ourselves. Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, atheists, everybody needs Christ. You may be an atheist. You don't believe in God. Your life is not a meaningful one. Until you meet Christ, then you can live a meaningful life. You may be a Buddhist. Your life you are living outside of Christ is not a meaningful one. Until you meet Christ, then you can live a meaningful life. You may be a Muslim. You don't believe in Jesus Christ. But if you do not believe in Jesus Christ, then you cannot live a meaningful life. You need Jesus Christ to be able to live a meaningful life. That is why the Bible says that this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. That is what gives meaning to life. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. When he came, he preached two important messages. The first message John preached was repentance. Repentance from the sinfulness that had characterized the whole of the people of God. Even though they were people who were waiting for the promise of the Messiah in the Old Testament, their lives had so much departed from the precepts that God has given to them. And so John the Baptist came with rather a harsh word, a harsh message. He was calling on all the people to repent and to come to the acknowledgement of their sins so that they could be baptized for the remission of their sins. Then his second message was a message of judgment, just like John the Baptist preached, was that all of us must repent and come to be baptized into the forgiveness of our sins. And then notice the fact that there is judgment. There is an imminent judgment. There is an impending judgment that is coming for his ministry. And then we would have prepared ourselves for his soon return. May the Lord bless us as we try to cultivate this especially humble and teachable spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The whole lesson stresses upon humility. We do not humble ourselves. We always want to be seen higher. Let us stay focused on his way. And as we could see in the story that we just read, the two Bibles are the same. There is no difference in it. There is nothing like old stuffs that are gone. Jesus Christ came to fulfill everything. Let us focus on him and let us humble ourselves, and he will definitely lift us up. Our pastor will give us his last words and then pray with us that whatever we have learned here, may the good Lord bless it. May his grace and favor be upon it so that it will have great impact in our lives and that of others that we go out to share with also.
I want to take my final comments from Jesus, who was God, humbled himself at the beginning of his ministry. In fact, all through his life, we can see humility, humility, humility. In fact, if you have time, you want to read Philippians chapter 2, especially verses 5 through 8. Jesus was humble, humble to the barest minimum that you can ever imagine. And so if we are followers of Jesus, then we need as a matter of necessity to be humble in everything that we do. And it is only, let me say this quite passionately, it is only through humility that we can become victorious as Christians in all things. That is why James says that, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Jesus himself humbled himself to the extent that he died on the cross, a death that was despicable, a death that was ignominious, a death that was so unacceptable for somebody like God. Jesus humbled himself and he went through that. And so let us also humble ourselves. And when humility becomes a part of our lives, then we can be able to come out as victors, knowing that God is working out his will in order to save us as we look at whatever ministry we are in. Let humility characterize it and it shall be well with us, just like it was well with Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We thank God so much. May his name be praised now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you so much for this contest lesson. You, through Matthew, want to present to us light as the gospel. Father, as we walk through this book of Matthew, help us that we may see no other but Jesus Christ, whom when we have seen, we would have a meaningful life. This week we have been learning how Jesus started his ministry and how this important Christian virtue of humility was essential to his success in ministry. Father, please make us followers of Jesus to also learn to be humble in all that we do, that we would also become victorious and exalted at the end of the day. Help us to be able to stand firm in areas of our tests and our trials, that like Jesus came out victorious, we can also be victorious over our enemy. Bless us, O Lord, even as we dedicate ourselves to the study of your word and to prayer and to seeking of your face. Bless us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It is indeed a blessing to be part of this great and wonderful family. Let us humble ourselves in the Lord and he will lift us up. Join us same time tomorrow as we come your way with a new lesson, that is lesson number 3, captioned The Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount. And as I said earlier on, with this you can bring out your contributions and questions and you will be answered as such. May God bless us all now and forevermore. Amen.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, oh, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, thou hast mercy to relieve us.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
When you're there, whoop, whoop. 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 When you're there,
whoop. Oh, you say that you've had enough.
When you're there,
you didn't think it would be so rough.
When you're there,
you had a chance, but you long you. If you knew it was this bad, you would have
you're there.
When you're there.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for
welcome to the moment of truth. My name is Arthur Gideon. Today the title of our message is Bad Product from a Good Source. Let us pray. King of Kings, I pray that you put your spirit within me and speak to whoever is listening to this message in Jesus' name. Amen. From 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 11, we read, and I'm reading from the NIV version, "The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months, and the Lord blessed him and his entire household." Now I want you to consider a poor man who, in his quest for riches, stumbles over a pot of gold and shouts with anger and disappointment, "How can this pot of gold ever come to me? How can I possess this pot of gold? It is a fearful thing to own this." Beloved, does it make sense? Well, at times it does. Let's find out how and when it does make sense when someone stumbles over something he desires, when someone has in possession something that will bring blessings to him, the person decides to let this go. Uzziah was guiding the ark of God, which has been taken to the city of David, Jerusalem. Uzzah stretched out his hands when the ark of God was fallen, and Uzzah touched the ark of God when this oxen stumbled. Now, Uzzah was struck dead by God. The good ark, the ark that has brought so many blessings to the people of David, led to the death of an Israelite. How come? It was such a good thing. The ark of God is something so powerful. Something when it is present with the Israelites, they believe and they understand that their God is with them. It is because of this that they marched to get the ark of God, send it to the city of David, that they may rejoice. But Uzzah stretched his hand and touched this thing, and he was struck dead. Why? Why was Uzzah struck dead? When this happens, David's anger and fear created a formed mixture that resulted into confusion and rejection of the ark of God. David rejected the ark of God because he saw that God has killed Uzzah. Something that he was so rejoicing to see, something he was rejoicing with his people that he had bringing back the ark of God to his city, now he is rejecting the ark of God. He said in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 9 and 10 that how can the ark of the Lord ever come to me? He was not willing to take the ark of the Lord to be with him in the city of David. David rejected such a blessing. He was not willing to take something he had desired for so long. He feared the product of the good ark. A good product can at times bring about a bad result. A good source can bring about a bad product. The other family, Obed-Edom, who respectfully, in spite of the dead Uzzah, took the ark to their household, was blessed. That good ark produced so many blessings for this family. In just a matter of 3 months, they were prospering in every aspect of their life. The question is, what's the difference between Uzzah and Obed-Edom? The things that God has blessed us, though may be good, may produce a bad product if the following principles are not followed. Uzzah did not follow these principles. That is why he was struck dead. But Obed-Edom carefully followed these principles, and the Lord God blessed him. The gifts and good things, beloved, listen well, that the gifts and good things given to us, including our wealth, our body, our talents, our family, must and can yield good products only if we obey the 3 principles which Obed-Edom applied. And they are, the first is know what it is. The second is approach it as it is. And the third is keep it as it is. What the Lord has blessed you with, that good thing that is in your possession, know what this good thing is. Know that it is something that is coming from the Maker. It is something that he has blessed you with, and it's something that you are going to be accountable for. Therefore, know what it is. Now, approach this thing as it is. It is something God has blessed you, and it is holy. You must approach such a holy thing with holiness. You should not take it as anything at all. This is what Uzzah did. He did not see the ark of God as it is, and he did not approach it as it is. He took it as a mere thing, and because of that, he was struck dead. And the third point is that keep it as it is. Keep the gifts of God. Keep the blessings of God. Keep the things that God has given you as it is. Obed-Edom followed this, and he and his family was blessed. This morning, think about what you have in possession. Today, think about the things that the Lord has blessed you with. God may have blessed you with a lot of talent. God may have blessed you with a family. God may have blessed you with a job. Don't think these are your own and you can treat them as they are. But know what these things are. Know that they are blessings from God. Approach these things as they are. And keep them as the Lord wants you to keep them. And beloved, you shall be blessed. You shall be blessed. And you shall be favored by God Almighty. Those who are in possession of something that permits them to work in a church of God must know this thing as a holy thing, sacred. Approach it as it is. Keep it as it is. And the Lord God will be with them as he was with Obed-Edom. Now the good news is, when David realized that Obed-Edom is being blessed, David went back for the ark of God. A good source can bring a good product, if and only if you treat it well. If you see your talent as something holy from God, if you see your wealth as a blessing from God, then beloved, the Lord will bless you, the Lord will be with you, and the Lord will be your guide. He will make sure that you prosper from what you have. He will make sure that he become a blessing for you. David later went for the ark and he was blessed. When Obed-Edom treated it perfectly and well, David also did the same and his family was blessed. Today, think of the things you possess. Treat them as it is. Approach them as they are. Keep them as they are. And the Lord is going to bless you as he blessed Obed-Edom. Father in heaven, we thank you so much. We pray that open our eyes to know the things that he has blessed us with, and help us to keep them as they are, help us to approach them as they are, and help us to know them as they are. Thank you, O Lord, for listening to our prayer. Beloved, thank you for listening to the Movement of Truth.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.